from news.
What's the, I think one of the biggest things that for people to make up their mind, what is the bridge benefit?
It's 0.7%. So what it does is it tops up the benefit prior to age 65 to a full 2%. So they get 2% of their best average earnings as a pension benefit up to age 65.
Okay.
Whereas in our current plan, we don't even have an early unreduced at age 55. It was one of the things we negotiated out when we had to do the rate stability and we had to increase the rates when the costs were increasing. So we currently have, if you try to retire at age 55, it's a 6% reduction for each year you have not yet turned 65. So this bridge is actually huge for anyone who's retiring prior to age 60. Same as with the deferred. Now our deferred don't have to wait for their deferred pensions to start at age 65. They can retire at age 60 instead. But that bridge to retire with your years of service and your age equaling 80, and then bridging your age to age 65 with the extra 0.7% is a huge benefit to anybody who's retiring prior to age 60.
So do you have a combination now?
We don't. You have to be age 60 with at least 15 years service in order to retire now. We have no unreduced prior to that, unless you were grandparented in many years ago when we did the contribution rate stability and you already had 14 years service in at that date. You're grandparented in for your 30 years service. But no, and then we don't have that bridge. And we don't have indexing. Anyone who's retired, the pension that they received on their retirement date is exactly the same as the pension they're receiving today. There's no opportunity for indexing, for increasing those pensions, the cost of living over the years, whereas the PSSP plan does have that indexing.
So is there anybody left?
Grandparented in?
Yeah.
I think it's only Wanda. No, one.
Mike, you're not there?
Okay, so I have Councillor Johnson next.
I think, just Jennifer, for me, there's just two decision points here. One rests with the people who are the end users, and the next one, when it comes back to council, is to see where we sit with the $875,000.
Exactly,
right?
To
that's
ensure that that covers
points.
That. And we're
easy
confident paper. That it will, but again, it's kind of something we have to look at sooner rather than later because we don't want that volatility in the markets to affect the distance of that surplus.
Well, and I know that being a beneficiary of the PSSP, you know, the flexibility of what that allows you in your aging years,
yeah,
and leaving the workforce is incredible.
And again, like I said, it's not even just that safety in numbers with that 17,000 and being able to spread those costs for contribution rates over that large group of contributing members, but the fact that they currently have a 6.2% buffer on their contribution rates. I mean, there would have to be some substantial volatility in the markets over the next few years for them to absorb a 6.2% buffer in their rates.
Just options as to where you want to come and go.
Exactly.
Our CAO, Chris McNeil, has several questions.
I have a couple. I assume this is only for defined benefits, so any municipalities that are on defined contribution are excluded from this whole process?
Nope, they can transfer in. Lots of the two smaller Pictou and Village of Bible Hill are both had DC plans.
Get there quick enough.
So they can transfer. So what they do is they go in for future service, right? So they go in and just join the PSSP for future service, and each member has the option to buy back, use their DC accounts to buy back service in the PSSP.
So they're going forward. Because some of them
yep.
are only contributing like 3%.
Right,
so
they wouldn't be able to buy back a whole lot.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So they can buy in starting fresh.
Yeah.
Or they can go in starting fresh.
They go in starting fresh and then they can use their DC accounts to fill in some back time. Yeah.
Is there an opportunity for a partial transfer? So certain employee groups don't want to transfer over. Can the other employees in the municipality transfer over and do a partial transfer?
You can, and some have done that. I'm not sure to meet.
However,
yeah.
If we left people in a DB plan and they were only half of our membership or a third of our membership, the feasibility of trying to sustain that plan with only those members contributing would be exponentially worse than what we're looking at now with our 112 trying to contribute and sustain it going forward.
I would suggest that's not that. Theoretically, you probably could. Practically, I think you'd have more problems than you'd want to deal with.
But it is possible.
It's,
and we'd have to pay for the administration.
Yeah. Yeah. Now your $12 million plan is $6 million, and it still costs probably about the same amount to administer it.
Yeah.
Right?
And my last question, you talked about liquidating the assets. You talked about marrying what the province
yeah.
has or the PSP has. So are we transferring over assets on the transfer date, or do we have to liquidate?
You're selling.
And then the next day,
yeah.
transfer them over, and then we're at the liberty of what the asset value is in the market on that particular day.
On that one day, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, which is why we want to do it sooner.
Actually,
later,
quite frankly, it's probably about 3 days.
Surplus, yeah.
Right?
So if the markets are low in that particular time frame, then we're going to lose whatever that portion is, but there's
yeah.
enough
that's exactly
built in there
right.
that we're comfortable with where
yeah.
we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are all your questions?
Yes.
Okay. Any other councillors have a question or a comment? Well, hearing none, I want to thank you both for bringing the presentation to council and those that are here today to hear it as well. So we'll look forward to later presentations for the employees.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank
you.
So we are now at the end of our agenda in the region of Queens. And emotions. If I could have your attention, a motion to adjourn would be in order, moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Frehley. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor? Unanimous, we are adjourned. What?